This is Jerry Gaffney here with Tony O'Rourke for Lesson 80 in the Irish Guitar Podcast. Tony, what have we got this week?
Jerry, you've got a tune this week called The Garden of Daisies, and this is a set dance, and it's played in hornpipe time, but somewhat slower than your average hornpipe. Now, there's a superb recording of this tune was made by Mari Walsh from Connemara on her CD, The Red Box, with some gorgeous piano backing from Michael O'Rourke, who's no relation, and I have used the recording of this track in this podcast, with permission, of course. Both musicians have won senior All-Ireland titles, so with that sort of background, there was a fairly good chance of getting a good take in the studio. And incidentally, Mari's father, John G. Walsh, was runner-up in the senior All-Ireland button accordion title in 1987. Anyway, onto the tune. Note the tempo on the recording by Mari Walsh. This is the correct tempo for tunes of this type. I've heard many a set dance ruined by being played too fast. One that readily springs to mind is a lovely tune called The Three Sea Captains, and that's often played far too quickly. So set dances are often played at a much slower tempo than your session tunes. In the fourth bar of this tune, you'll notice a very small C-sharp note tied to the first note of the bar, which is a D. Now, this type of note is known as a grace note, and it's played at the last possible instant before the D note. It's a hammer-on, but the two notes are not of equal value. This also occurs in bars 16 and 20. And I've also thrown in some B minor chords in the tune as well. On the recording, Michael O'Rourke makes great use of the B minor chord. Apart from the three grace notes, I haven't included any ornamentation markings. I would make sparse use of triplets in this type of tune. Very occasional indeed. I've also used a D with an F sharp in the bass chord in the second bar. And this is simply what it says. It's a standard D chord with an F sharp in the bass. So the name of the chord actually tells you that, D stroke F sharp. And that F sharp is played on the second fret of the sixth string. You can play that with your thumb if you want, but don't tell the Classical Guitar Society I told you that. Also note that the last four bars of Part A are the same as the last four bars of Part B.
Thank you, Tony. And our usual reminder that listeners can buy the book associated with this lesson for $9 US. It contains the tablature and chords for tunes 73 to 90, and they can find it at irishguitarpod.com.
And we'll see you all next week.